Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Location opened up at the end of August, and that means they are hiring, by the way. So make sure you either eat or work or both at the Dirty Buffalo.
It's Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello?
So you think you can help me?
Yeah. We can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesdays on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Gina.
Hey, Gina, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so this is kind of a complicated situation, but it involves my best friend and her husband.
Okay, so let's start with your best friend. What's your best friend's name?
Renee.
Okay, and what's her husband's name?
Bruce.
Okay, so what's going on with Renee and Bruce?
All right, so a few weeks ago, it was Bruce's birthday, and he turned an age that people start feeling a little old about.
Okay.
So Renee came up with a plan to help him feel not so bad about turning older on his birthday. So I guess, long story short, she asked me how I would feel about joining them in the bedroom.
Oh, well, happy birthday to Bruce. So did you go through with it?
I did. So that it ended up happening.
That didn't happen. Okay. And I'm going to take a wild guess here and say that this is where things started getting complicated.
Well, I mean, like, it wasn't that bad. Like, we all had a good laugh about it the next day and it felt okay.
You stayed the night?
Yeah, I mean, I was, like, really drunk, and I couldn't drive home, and, like, we were all wasted, so it's like, yeah, I mean, we weren't going to do something like that sober, so.
Oh, yeah, sure, of course. I got you. So, but you said there's a problem, though.
Yeah, so the problem is that a few days after it happened, I started getting texts from Bruce, and at first they were just, like, you know, cute and funny, but then he started saying things like, I think we're going to keep our marriage open from now on, and, like, asking me what I was doing that weekend, and eventually he started asking me if I was up to do it again, but without Renee there, and I was like, dude, I just did this as a favor for my best friend, and she did it because she wanted to make your birthday special, and, like, this isn't going to be a regular thing.
Right, so. Okay, and what did he say?
He just, like, kept texting me and forcing the issue, and I was like, dude, you need to stop. It's not going to happen again, and if you don't stop, I'm going to have to tell Renee, you know?
Okay, so did that work? Did he stop?
No.
And have you told Renee?
No, and I'm afraid, you know, that she's going to think that I encouraged it or, like, am conspiring with him or something.
Okay, but so to be clear, you're definitely not down with this.
No, absolutely not.
But your problem is you think if you go to Renee, she's going to be like, why were you texting my husband?
Yeah, I'm afraid, like, if I go to her, it's going to be his word versus mine. and, you know, he's just going to lie his way out of it, and then I'm going to mess up our friendship.
Okay, so you need him to admit that this was all his idea.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we can do that. Why don't we call him up, and then you can talk to him about it? But let's see if we can get Renee to listen in secretly on another line. That way, when he admits everything, she'll be listening, and then bam, you'll have all the proof that you need, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay. So, and by the way, don't worry. We're quite good at this. So I do need to get some phone numbers from you. So hang on a second, and then we'll call Bruce when we come back. We heard from, what was her name, Gina.
This is Gina.
Yeah, Gina. Now, here's what you need to know if you're just catching up. Gina has a best friend named Renee. Renee has a husband named Bruce.
A few weeks ago, it was Bruce's birthday, and he turned an age that people start feeling a little old about.
Okay.
So, Renee came up with a plan to help him feel not so bad about turning older on his birthday. So, I guess, long story short, she asked me how I would feel about joining them in the bedroom.
Well, happy birthday to Bruce. So, did you go through with it?
I did. The problem is that a few days after it happened, I started getting texts from Bruce, and at first they were just like, you know, cute and funny, but then he started saying things like, I think we're going to keep our marriage open from now on, and like asking me what I was doing that weekend, and eventually he started asking me if I was up to do it again, but without Renee there, and I was like, dude, I just did this as a favor for my best friend, and she did it because she wanted to make your birthday special, and like this isn't going to be a regular thing.
Right, so. Okay, and what did he say?
He just like kept texting me and forcing the issue, and I was like, dude, you need to stop. It's not going to happen again, and if you don't stop, I'm going to have to tell Renee, you know?
So that's the setup for this week's story. This does not happen very often at all. In fact, I think it's only happened maybe twice in the history of Dirty Work Wednesday that the person we were talking about was listening to Dirty Work Wednesday and called the show. We have Bruce on the line with us, and I'm assuming that you heard everything that Gina just said.
Yeah, I heard most of it.
Okay.
Luckily, one of my friends heard it and told me what was going on.
Okay, so when I picked up, though, you told me that she's completely lying about all this.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so what is your side of this story?
All right, so like I said, I missed some of what she told you. But basically on my birthday, she's over at the party my wife threw for me, and she ends up in her bedroom. I thought she was there because, you know, she passed. And then her and my wife,
We heard all of this. She said it was Renee's idea, and she said it was for your birthday.
Yeah, you know, I thought that at the time, but, you know, now honestly, I think it's all just a lie.
Okay, so what do you think?
I think what you have here is a woman who is in love with my wife and used the whole thing as an excuse.
Okay, hold on a second. So you think Gina is in love with your wife?
I know she is. She's trying to make all this seem like I'm the one who's cheating. But in reality, it's the two of them.
Okay. Hold on a second. You're going to have to give me a second on this one. So you think Gina and Renee are cheating?
I know they are. Okay. She goes over there and spends the night with her. She says it's because Gina's been sick or something. And, you know, she needs help taking care of her stuff around the house. She's not sick at all.
Okay, so you didn't text me then. You didn't send me this message about you and Renee that you have like an open marriage.
You're trying to make this look like I'm cheating on my wife. That's why you called the radio station, because you want it to seem like I'm cheating. So when Renee divorces me, she gets spousal support. You know what? You two can go on and live your happy life. I don't mind. But, you know, you tell her. She's not getting from me.
Gina, is any of this true? First of all, are you in love with Renee?
Okay, Renee's my best friend, so, like, if you can call that love, the way that you love your best friend, then yes. But
well, when she spends the night with you and you're having sex with her, I'd say that's an affair.
Is she spending the night with you, Gina?
I mean, she's come over to help me clean my house, and we watched The Bachelorette, and we, you know, sometimes like drink too much, and then I tell her she shouldn't drive, but that's not having an affair. That's two friends staying the night together.
They're sleeping together. And she thinks if she leaves me for her, she's going to get spousal support.
You know, Billy, the one piece missing from this very messy puzzle is Renee. That's who I would like to get. Is there any chance we can get her in on this conversation?
Well, hey, you know what? Be my guest. She's probably going to cover for her girlfriend anyhow.
Yeah, well, I think Renee would tell the truth.
Is she available right now, or?
She's at work.
She's at work. Okay, we need to get her on because I'm very interested in the story now. We need to find out the truth. Both of you guys stay on the line for a second. I need to get Renee's number.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.